Hey there, thank you for listening. I just have a quick announcement to make. I'm launching a group coaching series starting next fall. Seats are limited, and you'll get 50% off if you sign up before August 12th. Email me at coaching@josemoda.net to get your spot. Here are the details. You and five other people are coached together for six sessions every 2 to 4 weeks, and you choose the overarching theme. It's either leadership, communication, agile and product, emotional intelligence, or teamwork. The most voted one wins. Registration ends on September 30th. Remember, that's 50% off before August 12th. Check my website for details on group coaching. Enjoy the show. Most of my audience consists of knowledge workers as part of teams that build digital products or somehow are involved in them. If you're one of them, then you must know that there are multiple ways to go about solving customer problems, some of them better than others. In the end, we all want to achieve the same result, to build something that matters and to forge sustainable relationships with happy customers. Most of the teams that I've worked with have used some form of agile method, Kanban, Scrum, a mix of both, or others. While the mechanics were implemented, the outcomes weren't as promising as they thought they were. And this causes the well-known frustrating response from those who fall victim to that inefficacy. They claim Scrum not only does not deliver on the intended promises, it delivers an opposite effect of even more rigidity and output-focused mindset. Now, why is that? The answer to this is somewhat complicated because it has some history behind it. I'll try to simplify it for you, though. Before the 21st century, society was slower. There barely was any internet to the general public. Computers were still somewhat expensive, and there certainly were no iPhones. Kids would play sports outside, read books, and visit each other. Adults would do their straightforward, specialized work with little to no outstanding circumstances. Life was simpler and less subject to volatility. Today's a whole lot different. The internet, laptops, tablets, and smartphones have taken the whole world by storm, from babies to seniors. Social media, esports, and remote work have made it possible for people to connect with each other, have fun, and work together without spending as much gas, money, or time. It's great on the one hand, and it's not so great on the other. And the one thing that has changed the software business is that people change their mind faster than ever before, and digital products must change with them. What does this have to do with Agile, you ask? Well, whereas before, clients would pay for a 6 to 24 month software project to be launched without a hiccup, nowadays it takes significant effort to even begin to understand what people need and how we can fulfill that need. And that takes multiple iterations to review, refine, and ship a better version of a product each week or even every day. Historically, software teams have been handled a requirements document that they would implement from top to bottom, to the letter, without questioning the analyst who would do the heavy lifting of eliciting customer needs. That mindset still lingers today, regardless of whether it's classic waterfall, or Scrum, or Kanban, only this time instead of 6 months, it's 2 or 4 weeks. The same silo mentality of individuals that, quote-unquote, just want to be fed requirements and do their tasks without bother persists in some places. While that might have worked before, society today just doesn't sustain that anymore. True iterative, holistic collaboration is required. So, where to start with that sort of collaboration? Focus on values instead of the mechanics. Todd Miller from Agile for Humans is a professional Scrum trainer and he was asked if he had a tiny sliver of focus towards a team as a Scrum Master, what would he do? Interestingly enough, he would not be focusing on the mechanics of the framework, but rather on their fundamental purpose. As a team, they're supposed to deliver quality product to customers early and frequently. Good Scrum Masters train, mentor, and coach the team towards their purpose of solving complex problems, which requires thoughtful values, principles, and practices that a mechanical setup alone won't sustain. Anyone with the bare minimum knowledge of how Scrum works mechanically can implement it. The true differentiating factor of a good Scrum Master or Agile coach is the ability to transform the internal and external systems of people and the organizations they're part of, to support the empirical adaptation to customer needs that satisfy business goals. Those systems include everybody in that organization. Developers, designers, testers, marketers, salespeople, executives, and managers alike. Ever since the 1950s, organizations are used to simple, quote-unquote predictable, standards of working. Strictly plan an initiative for a full year, allocate resources to it, execute the plan to the letter, and evaluate at the end. Sometimes more than a year, sometimes less. This used to work when society had a slower, more predictable rhythm. When people change their mind every day, the playing field is at a whole new level. Planning something for 6 months or a year has become inadequate, therefore. A new model for running a business is to strategize at a high level and allow teams in the field to self-manage their planning based on that strategy, with plenty of support from leadership to provide the guidance, orchestration, resources, and conditions for experimentation to take place, yield results, and inform next steps. This requires a strong culture of values over mechanics, in the sense that processes are as lightweight and essential to run a business, and to promote high levels of focus, collaboration, and learning. Process becomes irrelevant and frustrating if there's no reason for it to exist, especially if it deters teams from being productive and purposeful. Vision and purpose are key in this setting, and it drives people to do their best to meet that vision, provided that the values for such an organization are clear and embodied by everyone. In summary, while society has dramatically changed upon the surfacing of technology in their personal and professional lives, some, if not most, business organizations have yet to adapt to the new norm and struggle to accept that this new model of volatility and adaptation must inform the way we execute business, particularly in the knowledge economy. While process is important to accelerate certain aspects of a business, it's only as relevant and acceptable by their people as the values and principles that sustain their existence. Thanks for tuning in today. Stay tuned on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen from. Do you have a question for me to cover? Send it over to podcast@josimoda.net and I'll answer it. Talk to you soon. Make it a great one today.